Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, we are here. The lady does not cut me off introing the show, PSA Radio. Dre, Three Letterman, I'm Timbo. What's going on, my G? Is Dre there? Yup. Yup. Always technical difficulties. Yup.
There it is.
Here we go. You here?
Yo.
Yo.
You ain't popping a little bit too fast.
PSA Radio. PSA Radio. Here we go. We are live.
Nah, when that happened, could I get it in? Hey, that was in New York. I didn't even know about that.
Go on YouTube. Go look at the news or whatever.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo.
We safe out here, my dude.
Murder Mook.
Yo, Mook.
Yo, Mook, we on?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Have Mook call back up.
I did. I just texted Michelle. I just hit him.
All right, cool. Well, can I do this proper intro then?
CB's on tomorrow. I don't know if I put his head on. He say yeah.
All right, let's see if he calls up. Well, let's do this proper intro while we wait then, shall we? Just to let us get ready.
Yeah.
PSA Radio, back again. Segment Boys, already dropping. Monroe, Three Letterman right here. What's going on, G? You ready for this?
Midnight edition, man. It's popping.
I feel like
Murder
this always happens. We're about to intro the guest of honor right here. Big friend of the show, been solid since the day one. Let's get him on right now. Dot Mom, Murder Mook, what's going on, man?
What's happening, man? What's happening, man? Y'all trying to get
peace to
Mook out here?
Nah.
Never for that. Never.
Yo, Murder, off the jump though, can you explain, hold up, can you explain to us about what you got going on with the battle rap is where you're doing some type of tutoring? Can you break that down right quick?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, like, I've been actually wanting to do that for a long time, and I kind of, like, I was struggling with it because, you know, I was at, and I usually don't think like this, but I was kind of thinking like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do nothing where people are going to feel like I don't want to take the integrity of the battle rapper actually away, where somebody going to feel like I'm basically writing them or molding their shit, because that's not what my intentions are. My intentions are not telling people how to write their raps. I'm not writing their rhymes for them. I mean, if they want me to, you know, we could discuss that, but, like, you know, that's not really what I'm proposing. I was, you know, basically, the tutoring is more more so, you know, taking somebody's skill that they already might have and just kind of helping them hone that, or just giving them new outlooks to think on, like, you know, so maybe they might see a perspective that I see on something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just giving them, opening up those kind of doors for them. You know what I mean? But I'm not, you know, in no way writing it. It's all confidential. Like, you know, if you want, then cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I suggest for all of them is that they should never let me promo who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should, they should just keep it between us. And, you know, we got confidentiality agreements and things of that nature that we mm-hmm. sign quick off. And we just do it like that, you know. What one of the conceptions that a lot of them have been coming through the emails, I mean, it's been doing fairly well for the goal that I set. So, you know, but there's also going to be a lot of inquiries, you know, that might not, you know, turn into anything because one of the misconceptions people think is free. You know, nothing ain't free. You know what I'm saying? So the packages that I present, you know what I mean? One is 300, one is 500, one is 2,500, which is, you know, the 300 is an hour Skype session. You know, and what we do is we go over whatever topics, you know, that you want to discuss. You know, you get to talk to me about, you know, whatever battle you might have coming up, or if you're interested in the business of battle rap, whatever you want to talk about, we can discuss there. And the 500 is you get three of those.
Mm-hmm.
So you get three 1 hour Skype sessions or whatever, you know, on you know, whatever day works for you and obviously works for me. And but the same rules apply to the first package, which is the silver. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. And then the third, which is 2,500, is where you actually meet me in person, and I pay for your flight if you're in the United States. I pay for your round trip, you know, your round trip flight, and you come kick it with me for a day, and
Hold on. You gotta pay $2,500 to chill with you.
It's not to just chill. Is that all you got from that?
No,
it's $2,500. It's $2,500. You come in and you actually, like, you in person, you get to chill with me, and you can ask all the questions you want to ask. You might catch me on a day where I'm doing a lot of shit, and you get to come with me. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me on a day where I'm partying with fucking Beyonce one day. You know what I'm saying? And you might be there. So it's like, you know, it's not just, yo, you coming to chill and you gotta pay me. But I mean people have fans, I mean artists that they like, a motherfucker would pay $10,000 to be able to chill with Jay-Z.
More than that.
I mean, more than that, but I was just throwing, you know, I threw some picky there, but I'm just saying, like, well, if it could apply to them, why can't that shit apply to me? Like,
now, Mook, I got a quick question, not to cut you off. Did you start this because you see something missing in battle rap? Is it kind of getting the same, kind of getting uninterested?
Yes. Yo, my nigga, thank you, man. Thank you. This is exactly the reason. I'm serious, bro. This is one of the main reasons why I felt like, you know, I could help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people get this, I guess, misconception about me that I be feeling like, yo, Mook just think he just, no, I just feel like I can contribute because I know what the fuck I do. I know I'm confident in my abilities. My track record, it speaks for itself, so nobody can ever deny any of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the knowledge of the business or the game. I'm not into letting niggas get pimped. I don't like that shit. Niggas get pimped, and they getting pimped, and they just walking around like they not a hoe. You understand what I'm saying? That shit is absurd to me, bro. And at the end of the day, as far as the content of the battle rap, I mean, y'all see this shit, man. Like, I ain't got to, I don't really have to fucking go too deep into this, man. This shit is sounding like niggas is just taking words out. Like, it's like, yo, keep same format and just take words out and put new words in. That's it.
Yeah.
Come up with more clever ways to just say the same shit, and the content is not expanded. So nobody can tell me about the game or the sport of battle rap, me or anybody else trying to hinder it, when niggas is hindering the shit with the content that they saying. Like, I'm having meetings with people. I'm having meetings with people, right, that are actually... Mm-hmm. That because they want to do different things with me regarding battle rap and things like that. And what they're saying to me is that battle rap is boring, bro. Like, they're telling me the shit is boring. And I'm like, wait, what? Boring? And now, you know, my battle rap is because I always got to protect.
Oh, boy. Hold on,
Mook. You're in a war zone right now. Hold on one second.
That's what happens when I'm on the phone, man. That's what happens. Like, you know, I instinctively, my love for just battle rapping should be coming in, and I'm like, yo, nah, you know, I throw the bat for us, but, you know, in the back of my mind, it's like, damn, these motherfuckers, these niggas can't be wrong. They just saying, like, yo, it's boring. It's starting to become just mundane.
Let me give you a prime example. URL just finished showing all the battles from Unfinished Business, and there were no classics on there, in my opinion, and you had top 10 niggas on that stage, and no classics.
Wait. Unfinished Business? I don't even know the names. I just know the niggas who battled when they battled.
Well, Charlie Clips, Rum Nitty, John, Big T, Sue Surf, Tay Rock against NWX, Briz Rothstein, Shotgun Shug, Math, T Top. I don't think there was no classics on that stage.
All right. I understand that, but no classics due to the fact that there were just bodies?
There was only
it's
one
just,
body.
It's
really.
Like you said. It's more of like...
Nah, it was,
it's
it was
not
body.
This...
Who?
John
only
John
Body.
Body.
Nah, I don't think John John Body T Big T at all. No.
I didn't say John John Body Big T.
Who you said, Mook?
From my understanding, didn't Math lose badly?
Yeah, that's the only battle. That's what I said. T-Top, Body, and Math.
Did lose badly?
2-1. It's debatable 2-1. I think, Clips been losing badly for years now, B. He's been looking bad out here for Clips for a while now. Let's keep it real, son.
That nigga's bored. He's bored, bro. Like, yo, son, he's coming into the same shit that, and not just because it's my man, but other people too have fell into this, but Rex has fell into that, as well as other niggas, that niggas are bored now. Like, it's just becoming something to do. You know what I'm saying?
Just for
like,
the check. It's for the check now, Mo. Let's call it what it is. For the bread.
Right. But see, and this is why I don't think, I'm like, why, I feel like, why do people get on me if this is the result of people? Like, I understand fans want people to battle all the time to satisfy their hunger as a fan for the sport and seeing you. I get that. But if this is what it causes, and then now motherfuckers turn on you because of this, because after a while, you know, it's just something to do for a check or whatever you might say, I could have been doing this shit. Like real rap, I could have been scooping up probably like 20 to 30 racks easily 9 to 10 times a year. Like, easily. I could have been doing that shit, bro. But I feel like I'd rather not preserve something, the integrity, culture, and my just own personal value and how I approach the battles. I'd rather just chill, preserve that, and make it a big thing when I come out.
Well, Mook, if you're saying battle rap is dying and is going slow, how much longer you got left to sit and wait to battle, my nigga?
It ain't just on me. It's on the leagues and everybody else. Until they realize what it is that they're doing, it's not like I'm gonna just come and save the fucking day. Like, I'm gonna be a part of it. But I'm not going to be solely the one that's going to do it. I'm a part of it. But niggas got to start putting together shit, not just because, oh, shit, it's around this time, we got to do this event. No.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas got to start putting thought into these shits and change up the production somehow, change up the scenery, because it's becoming just an everyday fucking thing. I swear, like, it's becoming like, all right, who didn't battle who? That's what it's becoming, actually.
Yeah.
It's becoming, yo, who didn't battle who? All right. Maybe we can get them to go against them.
Mook, what about this? Because I've always said I've wanted to bring back something at, like, Black Star, you know, back in the old, you know, just get the cameras in there, get a few, you know, small crowd, you know, just make it grimy like it was. You know what I'm saying? Just take one event, a main event, and put it in there. Do you think that will do any different? I'm talking top names in that kind of place.
I actually wanted to do some small room shit, but it's not economically feasible, I don't believe.
With all the money in it now, paying these artists.
I have a way that it can work, though. I'm not going to tell them. But,
okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say it over here, but I have a way.
But Mook and Timbo, isn't that what Smack and URL is doing right now with Born Legacy, where Smack is trying to groom his young boys instead of depending on the vets all the time? He's trying to groom the Jerry West of the world, the Mike P of the world.
Here's my problem with that, though. He's trying to go back, right, to maybe like a smaller room. So Unfinished Business was what? There was like 200 people in there. And it wasn't. It just made it sound dull. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like,
because you know why, Timbo? Nobody was on the stage. The stage was empty. Also, to me, that's a big thing. Like, the stage was so empty. Like, you don't realize having people on the stage is a great look. You know what I mean?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
No more.
I don't necessarily agree with people being like motherfuckers, millions of niggas on the stage. Shit. Here's why, bro. Because, yo, I'm talking about, I mean, ultimately, we talking about business, bro. Like, this is what I keep saying. Yo, this is, like, this is not some shit that niggas is doing. Niggas' livelihoods are dependent on this, on battle rapping, man. Niggas' whole lives are dependent on battle rap. Now, if this is something that people going to do for a hobby or something as a hobby, then when you see a battle rap nigga with a job, a nigga working at Dwayne Reed or something, and another battle rap, don't be acting like this nigga's supposed to be a star or rich. You understand what I'm saying? And don't be a battle rapper and using that against him, because at the end of the day, this wasn't meant for this to be your livelihood. It wasn't meant for you to do this. So at the end of the day, this is only a hobby. But what happens is the contradiction comes into play where they do use that against you. They do. So when, in turn, now it becomes a career. And I'm a believer, and if somebody gonna buy a ticket for $100, if one person buy a ticket for $100, if 100 people could buy a ticket for $100, 10,000 people could buy a ticket for $100. 20,000 people could buy tickets for $100. But that's only in the marketing of what the actual of battle rap, what it is. That's the marketing that's making people realize that they have to see this, getting the awareness out more for people to see what battle rap is, and not just look at it as just something that niggas just do. And the people on the stage part, as I'm bringing that back, in order for it to grow, I feel like, it can't just look like we niggas out there just fucking arguing. Which at any given moment, somebody could get shot, somebody could get their head knocked off, cut, stabbed.
But that's battle rap. But Mook, this is battle rap. This is land of the savages, my nigga. This is underground.
Judge, you think battle rap is more savage? You think battle rap is more savage than fucking UFC fighting?
I don't know about this analogy. Here you go with analogies, Mook. Come on.
I'm
just saying that.
You a question.
Of course not. Of course
was
not.
Was it more savage? Is battle rap more savage than in the days in the Roman Empire and the Colosseum when you had
of
two
course.
Gladiators and nobody else was on the fucking thing? So what's the reason, like, why things can't
hold on,
progress?
You got ambulance behind there.
Yeah, these niggas don't. That's all the
See someone battling right now. That's what it is, though, Mook.
That's all the bodies I caught. They fucking following me.
Mook, I gotta ask you. Mook, I gotta ask you. When you were talking about, you know, the tiers of payments and stuff like that, if I'm a new cat, right? I'm up here. I'm trying to get my name up. I want to come and kick it with Murder Mook, see what he does on the daily. And, you know, say I got some bread to spend. I want 3 rounds from Mook for my opponent. And this is a big stage thing. I want 3 rounds from Mook. What a round is it going to cost me to get that? I know the 25 for the day. But you said, you know, if the bread is right, I'll write your rounds, you know? What would that cost? I mean, just off the top of your head, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I really can't. You know what? I really can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can't. Not that I don't want to say. It's just I think it might depend on a lot of other variables for me to be able to make a decision on that. You know what I mean? Like maybe a round figure. I would probably say. I don't know. Like that's what I'm saying. I can't really. Because I don't know. I would be sympathetic.
If it was for, like, a young cat doing a PG battle, you know, let's not even put him on the main stage. Young cat, not even that known, doing a PG battle on URL. Knowing that this is their shot, though. You know, the eyes are on them. It's on the URL stage and everything like that. 3 rounds, you know, just a PG event. Around what's it going to cost? Knowing that these PG cats might not have a lot of money right now.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they have a lot of money? You said they got some money to spend. That was the first thing you said.
If they have the money to spend, you're right, my fault. If they have the money to spend, to hang with Murder Mook, get some rounds. I mean, what is it, like 50 grand? 20 grand?
I don't know. No. It wouldn't be that much. It probably would be like 5, maybe.
Grand?
It probably would be like 5, yeah, something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, you know, I wouldn't have to remember them or for them or nothing like that, like. So I wouldn't have to take chunks out of my life.
It's not like you're taking months preparing yourself for a battle.
Oh yeah, exactly. So you know.
Okay,
got you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now,
all right,
Mook. Let me ask you a question about the money aspect you were talking about, because Hitman Holler and URL right now have a discrepancy because.
Hold on, before we go there, let me explain why that 5. Because some people might. Some people, you know, everybody always got something to say. $5,000, goddamn! Like if you was telling a nigga, it'd be $25. $25.
You know, the first thing they're gonna say is $5. Damn, Mook wants 6 figures to battle right now. He's charging $5 for 3 rounds. Yeah.
Yep.
Talk to those people.
Well,
let me hear it.
Well, obviously, that would be kind of like sad that they would even equate those two. It's not even the same thing because now you're talking about somebody worse. As well, you're talking about the people that they attract. You're talking about a whole different other shit that bring to the table. But the most basic part about the 5 is just you would spend that 5, but that 5 can make you 50. Because I'm gonna write you some incredible shit. I'm gonna write you, and I can write any kind of way that anybody wanna write. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the way niggas is rapping now, and I've been saying this shit, that shit is old to me. Like, it's the way niggas is rapping now and putting the bars together, obviously, it's changed, but the concept is the same. Like, just putting together clever ways to say things that's going to hurt people and do things. Like, that's easy. That's easy for me. Like, I could do that shit. I could probably write 10 of them shits in one day, like, easily.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because all I do is think about lying. But when I, when I myself am writing raps, I know that that's not what people want from me. People got, I have a particular style. That's like, I think Floyd can go inside a boxing ring and brawl it out all day. But that's not the way he fucking fights. Just then, that's not what
defense.
He does. So,
defense.
You know, so my style is my style. That don't mean if when I do your shit, I can't adapt to how you want to write. You understand? And I'm going to write you the most incredible shit you're going to write. And then, in turn, that's five, after you catch your body and niggas is talking about you all crazy, now you're going to become one of them niggas. And that's gonna open up doors for you to make more money. And I'm not doing
but
like
move,
a
360. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't really co-signing the ghostwriting.
I'm
going
to keep it so official with you.
The ghostwriting on my name, I'm not feeling that too tough.
It's Nick, listen. Bro, I'm going to keep it so official with you. It's niggas that they got some murder mook inside them right now, man. That y'all know, that y'all hearing. But I would never in my entire life ever disclose that. I don't even disclose that shit to nobody.
Wait a minute, hold on.
There's artists out there that have already had it that obviously you're not going to disclose names, but there's artists already out there that have had this and had this help from you already, and we don't know it.
Yeah, it's been happening for years. I feel flattered, to be honest with you. Like, I feel flattered at somebody. I'm not one of the niggas that you're doing that and I look at you with a side eye and be like, oh, look at you. No, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because I know me, if it's something that somebody else can teach me, I'm not going to let my fucking arrogance get in the way of making me better or doing anything. Like, I'm just not. So I don't look at people that way.
Do you look at it also as a way, all right, when you're writing these and people are getting help, do you feel it also, like, helps you polish also, you know, keeps the cobwebs off?
Most definitely. Most definitely. But, you know, I'm always, you know, in a little bit of a – I always be writing rap and shit. You know, that's why I started doing my Murder Move Monday. Because I'm like, okay, if I'm not going to battle or not – or, you know, if you know, leagues don't want to come to their senses just yet, even though, you know, I feel like they know they should and they're going to have to, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to display my skill on another platform, and I'm going to tackle the subject. So I'm going to battle subjects. I'm not going to battle an actual opponent, but issue is going to be my opponent. So that's what I've been doing. I'm going to battle an issue, basically.
Move, cool, you're breaking up.
All right, hold on. Hold on one second. But on drama.
Chop this up, boy. Jesus, move.
Let me bring it back real quick. Last one. I want to ask you.
Don't ask me the question. Nigga, I'm just answering this shit. When I answer the question, if it's not used, if my level of thinking is not the same as a lot of these other niggas that come on these shows, they might not break it down as much as I do, but this is part of my character.
This is true. Mook does this.
So, you know, you can't fault me for that. I need you to completely understand what I'm saying. Do you understand? I'm not going to leave it open-ended for you to make your own. No, you have to understand what I'm saying. So I'm going to try my best. All right, now, you said something about the Hitman and Smack shit.
Yes. What's your take on that? Because Hitman Holler says that he feels that his prices should be up now since he's on Wildin' Out, this, that, and the third. and he's looking, I guess, for 30K, or maybe my numbers might be off, and Smack and him's not budging. And Mook, I know you hate when I say this, my nigga, but when you started getting at niggas and telling niggas how much money you started getting paid, I think niggas lost their fucking mind. And then it's like 50 Cent back in 2003 when he kept talking about sales this, and I'm selling this. It's almost like you, my nigga. And now we're at the standpoint where niggas are not in communication, they're not talking. What is your take on all this, my nigga?
Well, I think is, and to go on the Hitman Holler shit, I never can dispute somebody what they feel like they worth or what they're asking price. I don't give a fuck. That's you. However you feel is what you feel. Who am I to say, nah, you know what I mean? Like, nah, that's crazy. I can't do that. However you feel. Now, that's up between you and, you know, Snack or the lead, whatever you're doing. So, but when I disclosed my information, that was partially, I thought about that for a minute. But I said, you know what? I was angry, and I told Smack and Beezy and all of them that. I'm angry at the fact that y'all took this fucking long to do something when I was out battling for free, selling DVDs for y'all. Like, I was the main nigga on these DVDs all the time, and I ain't getting nothing off them DVDs. But y'all was making a killing off niggas wanting to watch me battle rap on the DVD. Like, and that's just the fact of the matter. Like, niggas was buying them DVDs to watch me battle. And then everything else, then they would go to it. But come on, we know the real reason. Niggas went to it, they opened it up,
fast forward
right
to the end.
Back.
It was the last. It was the last thing on the battle, Mook. It was the last thing on the DVD.
And niggas went right to the end. Like, let me see this battle, and then we gonna get into all of these fucking interviews. So I was angry because I felt like what I asked Smack for, that it was achievable. But even if it wasn't achievable, the way you went about telling me, I didn't feel like it was A1. You could have told me as I'm your man, like, you know, like, instead of making me seem like I'm bugging and saying he ain't never going to get that, because that's what he said at one point. You know what I'm saying? That we ain't never paying a nigga that type of money. That kind of made me feel like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? That made me feel like,
like,
wow,
you're just anybody.
Bro, like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, damn, this is me. You know, so I did that on that. And another thing is, yo, bro, I'm not into letting niggas, I don't want niggas to be getting pimped. So if I didn't say it, right, think about this. Think about this. You closed mouth ain't going to get fed, bro. And a nigga going to only give you what you ask for. So if you oblivious to everything else going around, then obviously the leagues are going to be content with it, because they're going to be like, all right, well, shit, we getting these niggas. And nobody's going to make the connection that, wait a minute, these niggas charge $75, you know what I'm saying, 2,000, 3,000 people showing up, and, you know, but I'm just getting 3,500. Shit, that's great. I remember niggas was like, 3,500, shit, to just write some battle rap? I remember niggas saying that, like, oh, that's great money. You're going to be all cheap and just keep doing that and getting this money. And, you know, like, it wouldn't be nothing to Smack, and it's not a slight to Smack at all, because this is all part of business. Like, this is all part. You get what you negotiate, champ.
Yeah.
That's not Smack fucking fault. Like, when people go into bad contracts with record labels and shit, you can't feel sorry for these niggas. You negotiated this. You had the opportunity to switch it up, but you chose to take this. So the person who offered the deal ain't bad. He gonna try to get as much as he can. That's a part of the leverage. But when I said it, that's just what it is, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, niggas want to pay. Niggas, you got to pay for this. And, you know, with people, I see all y'all niggas. Oh, you my battle rapper. so preached. Let's be realistic now. Let's be realistic. So
I like that. Let's be realistic.
Like, you know, there is, even though it's all theoretical, still is like a sense of like, you know, come on, like, this is common sense. You're not really, you can't be this person and just ask for $150,000 and just be coming on the team. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's be reasonable. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm preaching. That's all I'm preaching. So I don't think it should be a free-for-all for motherfuckers to just be like, oh, my God, I should get all this money. But nobody can compare to what I did for this whole entire shit. Nothing. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if a nigga say, Mook, yo, the work you put in, the work I put in made you be able to even talk about making money doing battle rap. That's it. None of you niggas, and I know this for a fact, none of these niggas was ever thinking about battle rapping until they seen me and Smack on these DVDs, Lux as well, Mills, until they seen them DVDs, none of these niggas was ever thinking about fucking battle rapping. So niggas open the doors for a whole platform. And that's the bottom line, bro. So don't try to think you could compare yourself to me. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You just can't. It'll never, you can't do that.
But Mook, here's the thing, man. I look at it, I hear what you're saying, my nigga, but I'm like, it's 2016. How in the world you and Hollow with Don have, how you and Hollow with Don have not gone face to face yet, my nigga? That's crazy. It's 2016 and y'all ain't danced yet?
I mean, I don't know. Niggas ain't, you know, niggas ain't paying. That's just what it is. Niggas ain't paying. And niggas is being really, yo, son, I can't say whether somebody got or not. You know,
right.
I'm not, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like, yo, you know, niggas got it. But, you know, niggas got it. You know what I mean? Niggas can make it happen. Niggas can make it happen, but, you know, it's for fear of losing
but
money.
But Mook, hold on. I seen an interview, Timbo and Mook, I seen an interview just last week with Beasley.
But nothing
and
on
the nigga,
front of having loss. Nothing was a part of ever lost money. Ever. It's a natural
you,
fact. Mook. So let's all right, cool.
Alright, Mook. Beasley said that he had to go in his bank, his own personal bank account to pay battle rappers money and shit. Like when you hear shit like that, you're like, wow. A league owner saying that he had a dip in his own personal bank account to pay battle rappers. That's just like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, my nigga. I just want to see you battling shit, my nigga. That's what it is.
Yo, son, it's a reason. I feel you. This is why I understand smacking them, trying to groom these young niggas. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to do something. So in turn, yo, smack in the league. They have to do something because it's becoming too, it's almost like they can't even build no stars or no stars to come from, not even build stars, but it's like, I was already me before this, before like URL, so you can't put me into this. I'm talking about but niggas that URL, hold on one second, y'all. Let me get that.
Yeah, you don't need one of it.
Oh, you took time
to look at that. You chopping shit up, Timbo. Lord have mercy.
chopping shit up. And you know what that's why I said, y'all gonna get me killed. Y'all getting me killed. You know, this nigga Mook got 90,000 interviews. Why, man? I like this song.
I know, my nigga. You good. That's what we fuck with
you. You always welcome up here, man. Come on.
No, Mook. Of course. But
Mook.
Hold on. So let me finish my point. What what they gotta do is it's almost like the people, I feel like motherfuckers is being ungrateful too. Because there are many cases Smack made you niggas. Really made you niggas. There's no getting around this shit. Smack was bigger. URL was bigger than you. You understand? This was bigger than you. So for you to just all of a sudden come around and bite the hand that feeds you, that gave you something, and you to just feel like you going against a nigga, like something that made you who you are, that shit is disloyal to me. It's disloyal. Because a lot of these niggas, if they was never on URL, they would never be nobody. So I can understand Smack's frustration. I really can with that. I can understand his frustration.
And that's why I don't get mad at Smack when he have niggas sign contracts, in a sense, because he feel like he's building you up. But I did like what Beasley said. Is like, yo, we have niggas under contracts, but let's say a nigga like Chef Trez, who's battled on the John John's League and shit, he'll allow you to battle on leagues you've been battling before you sign the URL. So I think that's pretty, you know what I'm saying, that's pretty much decent and shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, Mook, I got to ask you, my nigga, Rex and Sean, my nigga, what's going on with Dotmar, my nigga? What's going on?
Don't get me into none of that. I don't.
What you
I don't,
mean?
I don't condone it. I don't like it. So, I mean, I'm not. That's
my nigga.
They too men, bro. I can't pull neither one of them niggas by their collar and be like, yo, what the fuck, and don't do this. You understand me? Grown-ass men. I expressed my discomfort with the shit to both, and that's all I could do. That's it. I can't make them do nothing else.
Do you think they'll battle each other?
I mean, if they gonna go this far, then shit. Why? I guess they would.
Am I fucked up to say that I think this would be the most anticipated battle since fucking Lux and Hollow? Like, I really... Niggas talking about Hitman Hollow.
This is way more than that. This is way more than that. Hold on one second.
I agree totally.
Hold on one second. Yo, call Sam. That's your number?
Timbo, you agree with that?
You don't got his number?
I do agree. I do agree with that. I'm looking forward to it. I think this one, it's crazy because no one all saw right. It coming.
Hold on.
No
one.
Second.
You know what it is? I look at it like this. I think Shine is like at the point in his career where he wants to get out of Rex's shadow. That's just how I feel. Like he wants to be on his own one too. Not saying Rex is holding him back.
I mean, look, I don't understand. I don't understand that fact. See, I don't understand that fact from that point because, like getting out of somebody's shadow. Would you degrade yourself just to get out of somebody's shadow? Like, would you
not at all?
Would you do something lesser just because, like, you know what I mean? Like, nah.
But
are you
implying that Shine is doing something lesser though by saying that?
No,
because I don't think.
No, what I'm saying is, I feel as if that logic shouldn't make sense to anybody. That's it. I don't think getting out of somebody's shadow to go be in another, like, I don't know. I just don't agree with some shit like that. And
have you?
You can make your own. Look at Tay Rock, bro. Tay Rock ain't in nobody's shadow. Briz Rothstein is making his own way. Niggas making their own they making their own way. So ain't nobody in nobody's shadow. People gonna say that because that's just an angle to use. That's just something they could use that can make fun of. But nobody really believe that. Like, they don't believe that. And if somebody actually brought you in to doing something, then I mean, you would automatically become, y'all would become synonymous with each other because this person is the person that brought you in to doing it. So, I mean, you know.
Did you have any talks with them to try to like not have them battle?
Bro, I told you. I expressed my discomfort that I don't think it's that they should.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that like they that's it. That's all I could say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I could say. Wherever it goes from here is their own decision. They men.
Yeah.
I think Rex needs that battle though. I think the personals alone, this will be fucking Mook, would you be, let's say if they do battle, would you be on stage, and let's say if you are on stage, who are you standing next to?
I'm not being nowhere near that shit.
That was my next question.
I don't want to see it. I'm not, yo, bro, I'm not even going to watch it. It's what I'm telling you. I'm not even going to, if they do battle, I'm not even going to watch it. I don't want to see it. And what I do, what I can tell you is that I know Rex is not going to do any personal raps. Because Rex really, like, loves Kayshawn, really, though. You understand? Like
hold on, Rex. You can't sit up there talking about 12 tough skinnies to fucking Kayshawn, my nigga. Come on, man.
Bro, this is frustration. This is frustration from being heartbroken. You understand? This is heartbroken shit. So this is not, all right, you know what this is? This is when you and your brothers have a fight in the street, and y'all want to, like, y'all look like y'all killing each other. And it's one of your men try to jump in on somebody, help you, one of them, and then y'all jump him. That's how it happens. So it's like, I could do this to you. I could say this shit to you, but nobody else better not feel like they could play with you. You understand? Mm-hmm. And this is heartbroken, and I know Rex is not going there. Is he's not gonna go there with Sean with no personal shit because he and the end of the day he don't wanna hurt him. I feel like he wanna like get shit off his chest, but I don't feel like he want to humiliate him. I think he wanna tell him like, yo, you know, it would be one of those like, yo, you know, watch your like respect.
I'm your big brother.
Like,
I'm your big brother. Watch your fucking mouth.
And then with Sean would be, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't care. Because I still believe Sean got a lot of love for Rex, too. You know, in my dealings and talking. You know, it's just impossible. So, you know, and I feel like it's Sean being, you know, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm me. This is who I am. And this is how I'm going to show you, nigga. I'm going to kick your ass in that point blank. And I'm going to show you, don't ever try to play with me. It's both of those, so, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, man, if they battle, I got Sean beating Rex, man. I cut the bullshit here, B.
Well,
I'm just telling them niggas it is.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, you entitled to that opinion, bro. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there goes,
you know,
like, my dream of Mook flipping the coin at that fucking battle. I guess that's just not happening at all.
Oh, yeah, nah, bro. I'm not flipping. Give me some I'm not flipping shit.
But see, Mook, we need shit like this because battle rap, like we just said earlier, is boring. So you put a Dot Mob versus NWX, that shit is popping right now, my nigga.
Sadly, you are right. Sadly, I mean, well, no. Dimebomb versus NW, no, wait. Sadly, you are right about Rex versus Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Because matchups, like, of this magnitude.
Payday.
Yeah, payday, but actual interest. And, and fans being interested. Like, fans are now like, yes, we got shit to be excited about. You know, because fans are, they want to be bloody. Fans is on some, like, you know, they want to see this shit. They don't want to see a nigga actually die like it hurt, but, you know, they want to see this shit. They live for this shit. So, you know, it satisfies the fans, which in turn the fans will pay to see this, which is great. But, you know, I just feel like that's how all the battles should be. I feel like all the battles should be anticipated, and that is started with backstory and, you know, just...
There's a history. Kind of, there's a history behind it.
Yeah, you know.
You can't get,
two random people.
Kind of feel, though. But Timbo and Mook, you can't get that feel with Rex and Sean with a lot of battles, though, my nigga. Unless Arsenal and Sue Surf battle, shit like that. But You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
it's true.
Wait, what?
I'm saying, you can't – matchups
wait,
like Rex and –
they not battling on it?
No, they not battling.
I was about to say, wait a minute now. Wait.
I'm just talking about anticipation alone. Check it out. If Smack drops a trailer tomorrow and it says Rex and Shine,
like a
my nigga, Arsenal and Sue Surf, like
oh,
the internet
shit.
Will break. It will
Yo,
break.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. As much as Arsenal and Surf get on my nerves, I really like them niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a different level, like, you know, personally. You know what I mean? Like, I like them. Like, people like, they feel like, you know, when they see things or hear us talk shit, they be feeling like, you know, niggas don't like each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is, nah. Those are two niggas I feel like they not haters. You know what I mean? Like, they never hated on me. I feel like them niggas is competitors, and I feel like them niggas talk a lot of shit, and it pissed me off, but I'm cool with the piss off. You know what I mean? Because that's the part of the game. You know, when it's the fact when you start hating on niggas, that's when it gets like, all right, like, this shit is becoming too much. But, yeah, Austin and Surf would be great. I might pay for that out of my own pocket.
They're not
you know,
Moose
needs to do like a rivalry card, like you know what I mean, some shit like that, Jersey versus Jersey, you know, St. Louis, something like that, to where
hey,
you would
so
never
Moose,
think.
See now Moose. You're thinking, and, but, you see this is what I'm saying, man. This is why I'm missing, and this is why these niggas listen, bro. I got shit in the works. All I know is, yo, look, bro. I've learned some lessons. And about disclosing things and saying things, but you know, I'm being blessed right now, bro. And I'm not, you know, I'm saying that not to satisfy my need to let people know this. I'm just saying this because I feel like I should say it, and I'm grateful that I'm being blessed. You know what I mean? Everything will come to light soon enough. Would you say now?
Yeah. No, it's true. I think that needs to happen. Yo, fuck it. This rivalry shit has to happen. This will bring it back, I feel like. That feel, like you said.
Mook, gun to your head. Give me a percentage.
Don't ever put
no burner to that. Percentage, give me a percentage. Rex and Sean, what's the percentage of this you think will happen, that it might happen? Percentage.
My percentage of it?
So not your. Do you think it would happen? And what
yeah,
if
no,
you
I'm
do?
The percentage of what I think, how much percent I get?
Yeah.
Happening?
Yeah.
Probably
95.
Damn. It's happening.
Yeah.
What?
That's happening.
Nigga,
this is not. Wait, this is not from any insider.
Yeah.
I know fans start running around them up. Oh, this nigga Mook, I know he knows something. Nah, I don't know shit. I'm just talking.
You breaking up, Mook.
From me knowing both of them.
You breaking up, Mook.
And what I feel
Mook,
like.
You breaking up.
I feel like it's just.
Mook.
It's just already there. I feel like, you know, it's like nothing else to do. Either y'all going to fight each other or y'all going to
Mook.
Battle.
You breaking up, son.
I kind of wish they just battle in front of us, you know, like old time safe. You know, that's how maybe just a really good show makes sense. But. You know. Hey, whatever.
Well,
I'm gonna make some money off
the thing.
Y'all gonna feel that way?
Yeah. Mook.
Yeah,
man,
bro.
Yo, Mook. You mad far away, son.
Hey,
yo, Mook. All right. Well, Timbo, I feel bad for your chopping skills, boy.
Mook, you there?
You said 95% though. 95%.
Mook.
Yeah.
95%. Mook, I got to ask you this, though, before we let you out of here. I got to ask you, with all the shit going on, you were in this dude's position at one point when we were talking about Drake versus Mook. Drake and Joe, if the shit happened straight up, who would win this? Come on. Give me the breakdown.
Mook, what's that in the background, man?
It's my car. Hold on. I just turned it on and off. Hold on. What's that? You got your, what you call it? Your dog?
Huh?
This is a new car. I don't even know how to work it. No, I'm serious. It's mine. It's mine.
Mook got that wraith or something. There we go.
Oh, no. Bro, I'm not. I don't. Put it like this. I could buy one, but I can't afford one.
There you go. That's a good saying. That's actually a really good saying. All right, Mook, let me re-ask you this question. Now, I'm sure you've heard it. You know, you've been asked this before, but you were in this dude's position at one point, so we were talking about Drake and Mook. Now, when you see Drake and Joe have gone back and forth, mostly Joe, if it was supposedly to go down in the battle ring, what would happen? I mean, what are your thoughts on this whole shit that's been going on?
Well, being that I've never seen Drake, it's hard for me to speculate.
Yeah.
And to be honest, can't count Drake out, bro, of nothing anymore. Like, he's just surprised me in level. It's like, yo, this nigga can't lose. Even when he's supposed to lose, he don't lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. It's battle rappers like that out here, too. Like, no matter what happens, these niggas just don't lose. They lose, but never lose. So,
yeah.
Like, Drake, he has the power of the Almighty behind him. Somehow, some way, this nigga is just—he's smart. He's very smart, and I just wouldn't be able to just count Drake out, bro. I just can't. You know what I mean? Like what I would feel. I mean, you know, I feel like Joe Budden is a better rapper. Obviously, that's what I feel. Charismatic and being a showman. I think Drake might be more of that than him.
Like, bringing it to that battle stage, as far as everything.
Well, no, I mean, just in that personality.
Okay, gotcha.
Drake has way more charisma than Joe Budden.
Yeah,
and,
but Joe Budden has 4 diss tracks, and Drake didn't respond.
Bro,
and I know people will say Drake doesn't have to respond because Joe Budden in people's eyes are irrelevant, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
I think he should have responded.
I do too. I'm from that era, but we're in an era where niggas feel you shouldn't respond.
Think about this. This is how much Drake is doing witchcraft or something, or voodoo. Because
Illuminati.
When Meek, don't keep playing that on my line. I don't know nothing about that. I don't want to know nothing about that. I haven't gotten that deep into what's going on, and I want to speak that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want these niggas talking about, yo, you did an interview today. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't with that. So, look, what I'm saying is, think about this. The nigga Meek and Trey, I think we all can agree that Take the Back was a hot record. But
yeah.
But the only reason it had that effect was because Meek hadn't responded in an ample time, and then Drake dropped it, and it looked like the person who started it is now being bullied by the nigga who didn't want no problems. So now everybody's on the side of the nigga who supposedly got bullied. Because I feel as if Drake would have dropped Charged Up, and then Meek would have just dropped Wanna Know the next day, there would be different conversation. It would be, wait a minute, now hold on. And I think now the reevaluation of what it is. But Meek didn't take advantage of the opportunity. I don't know what he was doing, so I can't even say why.
He was on tour with Nicki.
Well, whatever's cool. He was getting bread. I can't let nobody stop. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I can't.
Not for no battle. Not for no battle.
I'm getting bread, bro. So. But it worked. It didn't work. I think knowing now what he knows, he would have probably did it differently, though. But how was he to know that at that exact point? You know what I'm saying? But what the point that I'm getting to is that when Meek didn't drop, niggas is like, Drake said, I waited for 4 days. Where y'all at? Everybody like, oh, my God. Yo, Meek, yo, why you taking so long? Oh, my God, yo, you scared. You scared. Yo, so long, you scared. But in turn, this shit and when he put the shit pump, pump, pump it up. And Joe Budden dropped it next damn near minute. As he should have. The fans is like, oh my God, Joe Budden is thirsty. Why are you so thirsty? You're thirsty to battle, God damn, you thirsty. So do you, like, do you really get that? Like, so if you wait, you're taking too long. You go, and when you're supposed to go, you're thirsty. You can't win.
It's true.
You, like, you can't win, and that, and that, and that, that's the Drake factor. I think that's just
so
the Drake
here was
factor.
My... Here were me, Dre, and I did a breakdown on this real quick. I'll give you kind of how I summed it up. Drake knew he didn't want it with Joe, lyrically. So he did what he did as far as not responding, knowing none of his fans, no one would remember. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. He put four bars. I think he pulled Budden Joe out, and then Joe obviously dropped that track literally like 5 seconds after the Drake joint dropped. He dropped a fade or whatever, and then boom, and then that happened, and then never responded again. That was it. He gave it as much light as he wanted, and that was it. No one heard about it anymore. No one gave any more light to it. You know what I mean? Because Drake, I don't think wanted it like that.
And you add in also he's on tour now also, so like everything is negated now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like I'm on tour. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing Eminem out.
This nigga's flip his ass up. But look, I'm like, see, you did, and then you talked about in the ring. See, I said Drake has more charisma than Joe Budden. So, like, in an actual battle, face to face, it would be different than on a record.
Absolutely, I agree.
Saying?
I agree with that
that's
100%.
So that's where the charisma factor comes in, because Drake could have lines that might not be as witty as Joe's, but he just might add way more character, and it might turn into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now
you're talking about the performance factor, Mook, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the performance factor.
Like a Taylor.
You know what I mean?
Like
a lot of times when Hitman Holloway wins that, wins, you know, he wins off his performance factor of people. He might not be more witty, but he just performed better than them. So, you know, you on stage. Stage equals perform. Like, so you have to have it all, like, on stage. You know what I mean? You can't just up there and be rapping. I'm just saying, you know, Drake shit and the Joe Buttons, you know, whatever, this record that they put out, like, Drake is not going to respond to Joe. And what I believe, I'm a believer in, if you're going to battle, nigga, it should be destroyed. So, I want niggas to, like, if we do something, I need niggas to not feel you no more. So, my question to you is, to people that have hip-hop and are in battle culture and, you know, say that Drake did the wrong thing, responding, and, you know, Joey was coming at him, he should have responded. Did that make you turn off a Drake song when it came on the radio?
No, not at all.
Exactly. So then it
doesn't
matter.
Well, let me say something, because to defend Joe Budden, he was stressing views. I don't like views at all. I understand it went 3 times platinum. That's cool. He did his numbers. But overall, that album is not a classic to me. It's too much fucking R&B singing on there.
Views ain't for him to like. Views ain't for you to like. Views ain't for me to like. Bitches think it's classic.
Huh?
Bitches think views is a classic.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Exactly. Joe, if anybody can't see that that's what he was targeting, then that's sad. The reason Joe Buttons went off on his rant, which I understood, is that because we are fans of Drake. Like, we like when he raps, too.
When he raps, not when he sings, when he raps. That's what I mean, when he raps.
We felt like the fans of battle rap that shit on me because I don't battle, just like you, Letterman, and shit like that.
Yeah, y'all get
angry with me and be like, yo, fuck you. Yo, goddamn. Yo, nigga, so. Like, yo, nigga, we was waiting for views, bro. We wanted views. That's just disappointment. You understand what I'm saying? That was disappointment. But Drake is like, yo, it wasn't for you. This wasn't for you. That's like a nigga coming. You know, I'm a rapper, so I gotta use analogy. That's what I do. It's like a nigga coming in a fucking in a room. It's you to a bitch, another nigga, and a nigga put a Coke on the table, Coca-Cola. And you just say, yo, I don't want no fucking Coca-Cola, I'm drinking. And the woman grabs it like, nah, that wasn't even for you, bro. That was for me. Like, you can't just assume some shit is for you. It's not.
Mm.
It's just, it wasn't for you. Maybe he'll drop something else and it'll be for you. And now the world be, but Fuse was, bro, look at the records that's on the radio that are smash records. Controller. We had this shit every second. And we like the song. Let's not get it twisted. We like the fucking song. So it's a great song. And that's what Drake does. Makes great records. And fucking, it wasn't for niggas, man. It was for the bitches. I chalked it up like that. I was mad. I bought Fuse. I'm like, all right, let me just engage me in battle. Let me just try to find shit. Nah. I bought Fuse because literally I'm a fan of Drake and I have every album that he ever bought. I mean, ever produced. And, you know, so when I bought it and I listened to it, mad. But I got it. I understood it. And then I just never listened to it no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, cool. I bought it, though. I gave you a purchase. So cool, no problem. Put some money in your pocket.
Nigga's not even rapping, my niggas. He's not even one joint when he's like, all right. I understand you made an album for the chick.
But then he dropped all the self promoters at Janky. The whole thing, Gang Tankers.
Yeah.
He dropped that. We established like the Yankees. Nigga said it's ironic. We said we the army and y'all the ones tanking. Ain't no limit to where I could take it. Come on, bro. That was, son, he had lines in that.
I'm waiting for Meek Mill to drop Dream Chasers 4. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. No. Listen, man. That's all that blast in my car.
I'm a Meek fan too. You know
that is dead ass serious, man. Like, you know what? You know what Meek? You know what this reminds me of? And Meek and I commend Meek for this shit, bro. That no matter what, the music will always speak for itself, bro. And no matter how at the time. When he dropped, people were like, oh, well, whatever, yo, the Drake shit. But slowly but fucking surely, these Meek Mill records are starting to creep the fuck up on niggas.
And they hot.
And niggas is starting to blast this shit. That motherfucking fuck being humble. That fucking fuck being humble. That pray for him. That pray for him is what blasts my car nonstop.
Yeah.
Never call
it. I mean, but what's really gonna top that intro though, Moog? Dream Chasers intro. I mean, come on.
Yo, this is music. It's a moment. You can't that's like me going back on BET. I would be very reluctant to go back on the Hip Hop Awards and rap on stage again.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. Because the moment. It's solidified. That was a moment, bro. That was like, it wasn't like, you know, I can't, like, that might be something that I can't do again.
You just can't redo that type of moment. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, not the rest.
That Albie Shaw line, yo, Mook, that Albie Shaw line went over niggas' heads, B. Real talk. That shit was
no, you know what line went over niggas' heads? Yeah, a lot of shit went over niggas' heads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All these suckers lollipopping in the club, they ollie ox and they always want to hands free. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
She was hard.
I'm like, come on, man, in the club, you ollie ox and you hollering, you trying to get in free. We'll see you later. Yo, John State. Yo, my nigga, it was a lot of lies in there. You know what I'm saying? But it was, you know what? Because I had to kind of find a balance, too, because. That's why I made. That's why I said y'all don't even know what I'm saying. Y'all just know it's hot. Because I had to find some type of balance where I can't really get up here and go over niggas' heads too crazy. Because we have to look at the audience that we're doing it for, but I still have to get up here and give my core fans and people that fuck with me some shit to be like, but y'all didn't even understand what he said by this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just finding that medium. But, you know, just nevertheless, just the moment was different. So Meek Mill can't, I'm not going to say can't, but it's just hard to recreate that moment. You know, that intro is classic.
Legendary.
Yeah. But even on his next shit, that shit with Tory Lanez is fucking crazy.
Fire, my, the Trillis, your Trillis is my fucking joint, my nigga.
No, I'm
fuck
talking about,
Trillis,
I'm talking about all I wanted was a new Mercedes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Lord knows. Lord knows
it's
fire.
That shit is hot, my nigga. That shit, but
yeah.
Like,
that shit is crazy.
You know, it's like people going, people so whack. This is how whack people are. People have been like, oh, he's just trying to make another intro. Like, isn't that what the fucking objective is? Like,
yeah.
You should not try to make hot records and the hottest shit. Like,
yeah, shouldn't that be
so,
the point? Yeah.
People so corny, they just like, oh, look at him, he's just trying to. Like, they just find a way to make fun of anything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a world full of haters, bro.
Yeah.
Let me do something before we break out, because I'm not sure if people are familiar with my Murder Mook Mondays. Are y'all familiar with those?
Oh, talk about
the Murder Mook Mondays, your clips, yes, absolutely.
Well, what it is every Monday I put out, you know, three clips mostly. It's not designed that way. It's just as you can see when I talk, I just can't stop talking. And when I'm making these raps up, that's how it is when I'm writing raps. Like, I'm making raps up, and my intentions for them to be are concise. But once I start, going, the shit just don't stop. You know what I mean? And so, but I'm going to, like, half of the shit, this new shit, and this, I just wrote this, and I write this shit in my head, so I don't, you know, you might got to bear with me. But this next one, I'm going to just give you a piece of this shit. And this explain the level of the different level that I'm on than these niggas with the content and why I'm explaining with the content. I said, by no way am I trying to erase blame or have my responsibilities be neglected. I'm just trying to connect with those with selective perspectives. So, like, if you take science, every theory got to be tested, and you got to show how you got the result that's caused and affect shit. Darwin had a theory that put human behavior in perspective. What he said was, if you want to survive, you got to thrive to the conditions you subjected. So if this philosophy of asking why you got to a point can be accepted, all I'm asking is why that same rule don't apply when we arrested. Do you understand? You gotta understand where I'm coming from here now. I said that same rule's gotta apply when we arrested. I said, once again, I'm not erasing blame. But we know every case ain't the same. If you started off a paperboy and started flipping weight for cane, instead of judging off the fact that he got caught flipping that eight for cane, why don't we just sit back and question, well, what made him make the change? But you know the judge, they all excuses, shoulder shrugs. They don't want to hear no because. All they know is you sold the drugs. They don't want to know that your mother and father is dead, that your grandmom's too old, she hardly could get out of the bed, and, you know, diabetes medicine is literally costing her arm and a leg. They not hiring you at 14, so having a job is dead, and you go to school, you get teased because you're gearing up to part and it's dead. And, you know, Christmas time, the kids ask you why your mom ain't buy you a sled. Acceptance, shit, that ain't part of the pledge, because naturally your instincts kick in and give you two options. It's either starve or get fed. And that's what I'm gonna leave you with, because I'm going way more deeper. I'm going way deeper right now. You know, but what I'm doing is, I'm just tackling, I'm battling just issues, man. just issues, topics that, you know, we go, that's real shit. And this topic is on why selling drugs, like the reason we sell drugs or the reason people sell drugs. Like, you know, like I said, matter of fact, I'm going to give these last four so they can understand the point that I'm going to get to. I said after a while, acceptance, that can't be part of the pledge. And human nature leaves you with two options, starve and get fed. They say, well, school served breakfast and lunch. Come on, man, that's how we acting now? So you mean 12 p.m. supposed to hold me down to tomorrow come back around? But in the meantime, I'm supposed to teach my stomach how not to growl? Shit, you out your motherfucking mind, not with all this crack around. And that's where I'm going to leave y'all with it. And then I'm going to go into why niggas decide to sell crack. And then I'm going into, well, what happened to crack? I mean, you know, if we have crack, but nobody want to look at where the crack came from. niggas don't never want to look at that fact. Niggas always, you know, he got the crack. But no,
yeah.
Well, who, you know.
Murder
yeah,
Mook,
you know,
Mondays,
so
man.
Yeah.
Murder Mook Mondays. I promise you, we could have, like, Murder Mook Week. Just have him up here, give him the platform, hour and a half for our bro right here, always rocking with us, always welcome up here, and real shit, man, it's his day ones right here. Shout out to Mook, man. We appreciate you coming on the show, PSA Radio, man. Thank you for coming on, taking the time.
Look, when I battle, I'm blaming it on you. I'm blaming it on you. Letting you know. So whoever's ass gonna get kicked is gonna be because of all of the shit you talk to me, bro. I'm telling you.
Who are you talking about, Mook?
I'm just telling you. So whoever got this ass moving coming, whoever it may be, just know it's because of you.
Because of who? Me or Timbo?
Yeah, because of you. Let him be like you with all of the shit you know.
Oh, that's Dre right there.
Timbo, hey, listen, I'm your Skip Bayless. I'm your Howard Cosell to your Muhammad Ali. I'm your Skip Bayless to your LeBron, my nigga. You feel me?
Hey,
that's all
man,
it is.
Man, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I always use that shit as motivation, bro.
Yeah. Mook, but the good thing is up here, we all talk this shit. You know, we all have and are able to kind of get the points across.
No, definitely.
All of them.
And you know what's the funniest part of how this is going though is that I'm talking to y'all niggas and I don't even know where my phone is at.
We all our phones about to die right now, but that's the best part.
No. I don't know where it's at. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like, I can't even locate it. I'm just talking inside the car.
Oh, he's talking inside the car. Shit.
Yeah. That
shit
there
you go.
I don't know where it's at.
Man, well, again, Boo, we appreciate you coming up here, bro. Always.
It's Friday. Let me go be a thot, man. Let me go be my thot, man. Please, man.
Fucking
Mook,
easy. Easy.
All right, Mook.
All right, chop this up, man. Send it to me. Chop it up in the 80 parts, man. Send it to me.
You're ready. You know how Timbo do. You're ready.
All right, Mook.
All right, bet, bro.
Easy.
Late.
Easy.
Murder Mook right there.
Legend.
Always legend. A legend. Always, it's just a classic. Hour and a half.
Day one.
That's it.
How many people can say Murder Mook is a day one? a lot
of
people can say, you know what I'm saying? He's a day one dude.
Yep, no question. Murder Mook, a legend right there. I'm going to have my work cut out. Shit. Between all the bodies that Mook just caught, and the sirens, and him getting used to the new Bentley Bluetooth alarm. I got a lot of chopping to do, but it's all going to be worth it. Murder Mook, PSA. A lot of exclusives, Dre. I did not know that was good that you talked about, you know, him tutoring these rappers, and kind of we got the gist of it. We got the details into it.
95% of chance that Shine and Rex are going to battle, he said. 95%.
Mook, what I was shocked about is how he said that we know, you know, a lot of these battles that have happened, he's been involved in.
Word.
Right?
Mm.
A lot of them. That makes you think.
Drop gems on us, man. He gave us exclusive tidbits.
There was one question I wanted to ask, but we had kind of finished with the topic on the whole writing bars and helping people out. Mm. I wanted to ask, have you ever come across a battle that you realize, holy shit, I wrote for both these dudes. I'm battling myself right now. I wanted to know, has he ever done that before? Wrote for two dudes that battled each other. I think that would be the funniest thing ever. He's sitting there reciting the bars. But that's another conversation for a different day. Shout out to Mook coming on the show. And the segment boys, I mean, we don't really have to say it anymore, but we back.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We got a lot of exclusives here. Obviously, Rex and Shine battling. We got Mook's opinion on that, what he tried to do to intervene with it. We got how he's helping these rappers, Drake and Joe. He even blesses us with some bars on the show.
Bars.
I mean, come on. Like, what else can you get from Mook? I don't understand. There's nothing that we didn't get on today.
Mind you, we didn't even ask a nigga like Murder Mook to rap. You don't even ask Mook to rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a respect factor. Like, you know, you ain't even ask him to rap and shit. He genuinely like, yo, I'm dropping some rhymes for y'all. I fucked with y'all
exactly.
For day one through, man.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's true.
Got some more interviews with other people. We ain't going to say it yet, but you know.
Let's just say,
man,
these are all going to be surprises. You know, one of them is another big friend of the show that we've had
day
on.
Day one, too.
So, and this is one that we have to get into some topics about, especially stuff that has just happened. But we'll get on that. We got a couple of things to talk about that guy with. Another one, we're gonna let it release, and then you guys get to understand it. That one you'll see for yourself. No one will really see that one coming. But shout out to Mook coming on the show again. My bro, Dre, Three Letterman. We in this, man. PSA Radio. Take us out, my G.
Once again, it's a segment, boys, man. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Murder motherfucking Mook. Damn, niggas off for like hour and change, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm about to get on this thing and chop this fucking any minutes, right? You already know what it is, man.
Let's go, man. We out.
Thank you.